Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 29th, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's vaccination program, hunger in urban areas, and the political situation in the country.
Zimbabwe was today received 35,000 doses of Covanix vaccine out of 75,000 donated by the Indian government. The country is now expected to use Covanix, Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccines.
According to the Minister of Health, 68,511 people have received their first dose of vaccines since the inception of the inoculation program in the country a month ago.
Yes, and Zimbabwe has so far registered 36,000 cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started in March last year, and more than 34,000 recoveries, which is a bit of good news. And the Minister of Health reports that the country has so far recorded 1,520 COVID-19 deaths, which is very sad.
In another matter, the World Food Program says hunger in Zimbabwe's urban areas has increased over the past year, with 2.4 million people now struggling to meet basic food needs. According to the Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Committee report, coordinated by the Food and Nutrition Council, COVID-19 lockdowns imposed to contain the spread of COVID-19 have dealt a severe blow to poor urban communities, many of whom were daily wage earners living from hand to mouth.
And on the political front, some opponents of the government claim that their colleagues are in hiding or behind bars, facing various charges related to breaking COVID-19 regulations or laws. So this and other news coming up shortly.
So lamhlanje ke sikhuluma nge-vaccination program kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi kambe ingayichova njani i-vaccination program le. Kuzobuya lokunye ke okuthiyeneyo okunjengendlala emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le political situation kwele Zimbabwe ezobangazwe. Siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantu ababaleke eZimbabwe, kulabanye abavalelwe emajele, njalo kulabanye abachatshele abezomvikela. So siboneke lamhlanje ke ele Zimbabwe lithole ama doses e-vaccine yokubizwa ukuthi i-Covaxine. Etholakale kule India ayi 35,000 kuzokuthi ke amanye alandela i 40,000 lawo ke adonethwe India. So siyabona ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wamukele isipho lesi esivela kule India. So khona manje sokusetshenziswa i Covaxin kuzobuya i Sinopharm kanye le Sinovac amajekiseni kwele Zimbabwe. So nxa i Minister of Health ikhuluma yithi khona ke sokulabantu 68,511 asebethole i-first dose yabo yokuhlatshwa amajekiseni leyo. So lokho kwasungulwa uhlelo lokuthi abantu bejove ijekiseni. So labo sebetshaywe i-second dose sebefika ke 10,628. Kuzobuya ke eZimbabwe khona manje siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 36,000 asebatholakala bele COVID-19, bese kusithi abedlula 34,000 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Kodwa umkhuhlane lo Marvelous kukhanyase wabulala abantu abo 1,520 kanye sibuluke yethusa kakhulu. Kwezo kuya ke i-World Food Program iyabika ukuthi abantu emadolobheni bathola senziwa indlala. So kuthiwa kukhanyanzane konke lokhu kubangwa ukuthi ke i-COVID-19 lockdowns lezi ebezikhona kuvinjwe indawo yonke. Lalapho kade besuke emakhaya besiya ke emadolobheni kade kungani abasenelisi ukuhambahamba. So yikho ngani kuyahlupha khonokho. Sibe sisikhuluma ke ezombangazwe. Sakhuluma ngazo futhi bokhaya kulabantu abavalelwe emajele, abanye bayabaleka, abanye sikhuluma nje bayatshaywa nje akukhanya lokuthi kuhamba njani. So yikho konke lokhu esikhuluma ngakho Mavisi.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pa Live Talk musi wemuvhuro March 29, 2020. Uko ndiri kutefenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vazivisa ivo vanga vari kutambira madose Covanix vaccine iri kubva iyo kuIndia anosvika iwo 35,000 doses tichitarisa isu kuti munguva yapfuura vakawanikwa vachitora zvakare mamwe madoses akabva iwo kuIndia kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachibaiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Tinotarisa kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa kuti pane vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibaiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 yeSinopharm. Pari zvino vanosvika ivo 68,511 vakawanikwa vachibaiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga kubvira chirongwa ichi chatanga. Totarisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba yechipiri vasvika ivo pa10,628. Tinotarisa kuti Zimbabwe pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti rine vanhu 36,000 vawanikwa ivo pari zvino tinoona kuti pari zvino kubvira chirwere ichi chatanga pane vanhu 36,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa neCOVID-19 uyezve vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vari kusvika ivo 34,000. Tozotarisa zvakare vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakatadza kuwanikwa iro vachiri kunda vakashaya vari pa1,520. Tenge tinotarisa zvakare nyaya iri kunetsa pari zvino, nyaya yenzara iri kunzi iyo iri mumadhorobha. Tinoona kuti sangano reWorld Food Programme razivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 2.4 million vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachitarisana nenzara mumadhorobha. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatenge tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've got our first guest, let me say almost all our guests lined up. We've got Mr. Tom Piri of the World Food Programme. We've got Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. Mr. Joshua Tenzakangulube, he is an independent political commentator. Mr. Mthulisi Hanana of the Tumiso Tabengwa Foundation. And Mr. Innocent Dibale of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe. So let's start with Mr. Piri. Welcome to the programme, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Gibbs. Thanks so much, Marvelous. It's a pleasure being with you.
Thank you very much. So tell us, it seems as if hunger in urban areas is something that people have to be concerned with. So what is going on exactly?
So what is happening is that hunger has indeed come to town, not only in Zimbabwe, but also this is a phenomenon that is seen to be on the rise across the globe. The COVID pandemic has indeed brought with it as well a hunger pandemic. This is the fallout from the economic impact of COVID-19. Most governments, if not all governments across the globe, imposed restrictions on movement in a bid to stop the spread of the virus. So there are a number of people who depended on movement. There are a number of organizations. There are a number of companies, there are a number of traders who were unable to produce, who were unable to make money, who were unable to buy food. And we are now starting to see the longer term effect and impact of the fallout of the virus. And as WFP, what we are seeing, and the latest information that is coming out from Zimbabwe, from this multi-assessment that is done and led by the government of Zimbabwe, is that 42% of urban families will be unable to put food on their tables, up from about 30% in 2019.
So what kind of programs do you actually have in place to help some of these people that are facing hunger in Zimbabwe?
The World Food Programme has been in Zimbabwe for quite some time, I think. We are assisting people both in rural areas as well as those that are living in the urban areas of Zimbabwe. Interestingly, we have started quite a number of urban agriculture activities, mushroom projects here and there. We are assisting people with cash assistance as well, which in our experience as well across the globe, we have seen that it tends to boost local economies. When people have money in a country like Zimbabwe, where food is readily available on the market, thankfully, but people just do not have the access. They lack the means to be able to buy food. So when people have money in their pockets, when people have money on their mobile phone, they are able to buy food from the local markets, from participating retailers, and feed their families.
Uh-huh. And also you spoke about the work that you're doing in the rural areas. How are you assisting there? Is it the same program as in urban areas?
It's a smart mix of a number of activities. In the rural areas, particularly now, it's important to note that Zimbabwe, this is the peak of the hunger season, not only Zimbabwe, but in that region, in Southern Africa. It to include countries like Malawi as well, Eswatini, Lesotho. In that region, this is the peak of the hunger season, when people find it hardest to resource food. This is because, I mean, people are still waiting for the harvest to come in from the summer agricultural season. So in the rural areas, we are essentially providing also cash, but we are also providing in-kind food assistance, emergency food assistance, where people come, they receive food enough to last them a month or two until they've harvested something from their fields. We are also trying small projects here, earth dams, rehabilitating projects, so that people can produce their own food.
Yeah, esimzwayo lapha ke ngubaba uTom Phiri we World Food Program ukhuluma ngokuthi ke abantu emadolobheni balamba abanye abangafika 2.4 million abayenelisi ukuthi bathole ukudla ngemfanelo. So ke uthi ke konke lokhu kwenziwa ukuthi kule COVID-19 lockdowns enze kwabanje. So uphinde khulume ukuthi nxa bona bekhangele babona ngazani ke lokhu kututhuke from last year okutshengisela ukuthi ke abantu abaningi obedlula umnyaka lo ophelileyo bahlaselwe indlala emadolobheni. Kuthi yatsho njalo lokuthi ke kukhanya ngani uhulumende weZimbabwe ebambisana nenhlanganiso ezijeneyo kanye le-WFP bayenza khonokho ke ukuthi banika abantu iy'mali, banika abantu okunye okujiyeneyo. So siyabona ke ukuthi kulenye iprogramu yabo abanika abantu imali. So ke sathi simbuze ukuthi kambe imali naleyi abantu banikwa malini. So Mr. Phiri, we see that there's this WFP program in which we are giving people money. How much is a household getting, and how do you identify those households?
The people that we assist in Zimbabwe are targeted on need only. It's a needs-only based kind of activity. Who needs food? Who is unable to find food? Who needs a bit of support here? So even the amount of money that you get is aligned to the size of the family. But I can tell you that the amount that any family receives is enough for them to buy food to last them a month.
So roughly, let's say a family of six, how much do you give them?
I do not have the exact figure for you for a family of six, but I can tell you that this is calculated on the average food basket in Zimbabwe at the prevailing rates. So there are market assessments that are done on an ongoing basis. And if, for example, in that month, people have, it costs an average family of six probably to buy mini meal, cooking oil, pulses. Maybe let's say, for example, it costs them $60, $60 United States dollars. The World Food Program will then look at the markets. Where will people buy, and then align the amount of money they receive to that family to what is prevailing on the markets.
And you also have another program in which you are supporting urban agriculture, programs like mushroom growing, then vegetable farming, building market linkages in a way with the urban people. So tell us a bit about that.
Yes, indeed. The World Food Program has expertise gained over 90 countries and over 60 years in programming. So what we are seeing is that we are an organization that does not shy away from working itself out of business. We do not want to be in each and every country that we are in. And in a country like Zimbabwe, where people are able to work, but they just lack the means, they just lack the access, they don't have that many job opportunities. We are affording such people who are able-bodied to work whilst creating assets, to work in income generation projects. And the beauty of these programs is that in as much as the WFP is the one that is leading it, there are so many other players that tend to come on board once something is moving, or even individuals, high net worth individuals, or even community leaders who then take over and say, okay, I have learned this. I have learned mushrooms, generating mushrooms. I have learned poultry. I have learned this. I will do this by myself.
And I know some people are listening and they want to know exactly how they get hold of you guys, you know?
Indeed. The World Food Program office is in the Belgravia area. It is in Harare, but we are across Zimbabwe. We are in Mashingo, we are in Bulawayo, we are in Mutare. It is easy to identify WFP. But again, targeting is done after careful and thorough analysis of need. We assist the most vulnerable in society. We assist the poorest of the poor. This is because you can only have finite resources. You can only have resources to cover so much. So we tend to prioritize those that need help the most.
Yes, I'm so calling it marvelous.
Tambopinda murimirwa maito vunza kuti titaurewo nezvechirongwa chenyu chamuri kuita kubatsira vari vemuma vari kutambudzika munyika uye zveitaona mune zvinyorwa zvamaburitsa kuti pane huwandu hwevanhu emotudzo kuti vawanda sei vanhu ava vari kunzi vari kutarisana nenzara mumadhorobha.
Ichokwadi, veruzhinji munyika yeZimbabwe, kunyanya gore rino, kunyange vanhu vari kugarawo kana mumadhorobha, vari kunetseka kuti vawane zvokudya. Tiri kuona kuti uwandu hwevanhu ava vanoda zvokudya wawedzera, vaakudarika mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mana, 2.4 million dzavanhu. Dzawanikwa idzo kubudikidza neongororo yaitwa inonzi Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Report, ZIMVAC, inotungamirirwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe, pamwe nevamwe vanotibatsira vanosanganisa mapoka akaita sana World Food Program nevamwe. Tiri kuona isusu kuti veruzhinji mumadhorobha avana kukwanisa kunge vachishanda zvakanaka nokuda kwedenda reCOVID-19. Veruzhinji vaive nemusika pano napapo, vanhu vaenda kunotsina pano napapo, vanhu vaifamba vachienda kunotsvaka. Avana kugona kunge vachigona kuti vashande semashandiro avaiita. Vamwewo vakatoburitsiwa mabasa nokuda kwedenda irori. Saka tiri kuona kuti zhara inoita seyawedzera. Kare zvaisiitika zvakanyanya kumaruva, asi tiri kuona kuti kunyange nemumadhorobha veruzhinji vari kunetseka kuwana zvokudya.
Saka muri kushanda sei nevanhu vakadai? Munovabatsira sei?
Tiri kubatsira ruzhinji rweZimbabwe nekuvapa mari dzokuti vatenge chikafu. Tinovabatsira zvekare, tinogadzira maprojekti tichibatsirana nemamwe mapoka akati wandei ma-non-governmental organization. Totarisa vaya vanonyanyisa kunetseka mukati menharaunda ndo vatinonyanyobatsira. Munhu akatishandeiwo owana uchouviri, akashanda navamwe owana mari oita unotenga wakachikafu katike pamwedzi. Aya hurongwa kana kuti mabasa atinogaroita munyika yeZimbabwe taisinyanya kuzviita kumaruva. Asi kuda kwedenda reCOVID tiri kuona kuti hurongwa ihwo hune pundutso kunyange nemumadhorobha namaguta.
Tinoona kuti muri kuti munobatsira nemari, munowana sei kuti ava ndo vatichabatsira uyezve muri kuvabatsira nemari?
Ongororo netsvagurudzo yaitwa inonzi Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Committee inoratidza kuti une zhara uri kunetseka uyi uye vangani. Uye inotarisazve kuti pane vanonetseka vacho vatawana, vanonyanyonetseka ndavapi. Saka ongororo iyoyo ndo inotibatsira kutiratidza kuti tikaisa rudetsero rwedu munzvimbo yakati neyakati ndo mandi tinoona kunga mune vari kunetseka vakati wandei.
Tombotarisa matiku kumaruva zvakare muri kushandawo ikoko, mune muchiita sei? Uye zveitaona muchitaura kuti pane zvimwe zvirongwa zvamunoita zvekuti kurima mamushroom nezvimwewo, zvinofamba sei izvozvo?
Zvakanaka. Kumaruva pane ino nguva ndo patai tinangoti kubva mumwedzi wana gunyana tichinobata ivo vana kukadzi veruzhinji vanenge vasati vakohwa mbesa dzavo muminda, vanozotanga kukohwa ipapa patatarisana napo. Nokudaro panguva inoyi taibatsira veruzhinji veZimbabwe nezvokudya. Tinovapa chibage chokuti vagaise, tinovapa mafuta, tinovapawo bhidzi kuti vagone kuwana zvokudya zvinovaka muviri vari mumaruva imomo. Asizve tiri boka rinoda chose kuti vanhu vange vachishanda. vamwe vanhu vange vachiburitsa zvokudya zvavo voga. Saka tinoita madiridziro, tinoshanda nevazhinji vemumaruva, tinogadzirisa, tinogona kuwana pamwe patinoita zvimaprojekti zvokuti vanhu vanoita mabhindu vachigona kuzvirimira pache zvavo vachiwana zvokudya. Saka tinoshandisa chikafu chatinenge tiinacho. So muripo kana kuti mari, munhu opuwa mari vachishanda secooperative, vachishanda pangava pabindu, pavanenge vachishanda vari vose, kuti nharaunda iyoyo inge ichigona kudzinga nzara.
Mungati muri kubatsira vanhu vakawanda sei uyezve munharaunda dzipi nedzipi munyika?
Tiri kunyanyoshanda isusu tiri kwose kwose muZimbabwe, asi nzvimbo dzatinoona dzinonyanya kuwirwa nedambudziko renzara nzvimbo dziri kuzhe, nzvimbo dzinosangana vana Zaka, dziri kumaruva kunopisa, Kariba, tinoenda kunana Gwai, kwakati one day tingangoti kumanatural regions 4 and 5, kwekuti mvura hainai zvakanaka. Ndokuzhinji ndo kazhinji kacho ndo kune veruzhinji vati kubatsira munyika yeZimbabwe. Chirongwa cheWorld Food Program muZimbabwe chinobatsira zviuru zvakawanda muZimbabwe. Ndingangoti vanhu vanopfuura mamiriyoni vanobatsirika tichitarisa nyika yose yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Gibbs.
Yes, yamuzwakale lapho babo Phiri uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abancedakala uhlelo lwe-World Food Program, bethole ukudla ke ngendlela ezijeneyo, banikwa amafutha abanye, abanye banikwa ke impuphu, abanye banikwa imali bazithengela abakufisayo. So siyabona njalo ngokukhuluma kwakhe ukuthi bagcwele indawo yonke kwele Zimbabwe. So siyamcela ke uPhiri ukuthi aphose ukugcina khonapha amazwi sizwe ukuthi uthini. So Mr. Phiri, thanks for having you today, but finally tell us a bit about how you are actually engaging the government in terms of, you know, assisting these people. Because in some cases, you know, food can be politicized. So how are you doing it there?
The beauty of the government of Zimbabwe is that it really knows and it understands what the World Food Program can do. So we work hand in glove with authorities in Zimbabwe to make sure that those that need assistance the most are the ones that we reach with assistance. Of course, we are concerned, as everybody else, when we hear of such reports that there may be cases where food assistance may not reach intended beneficiaries. But to be honest, those cases in Zimbabwe have gone down drastically, and we are able to work with authorities, we are able to work with oppositions, we are able to work with the government, we are able to work across the spectrum, across the political spectrum, and make sure that those who need assistance get.
Ndofunza
kuti muri kushanda sei nehurumende panyaya iyo yechikafu, tichiona kuti mune dzimwe nguva tinomboona pachitaurwa ipo kuti pane zvematongerwo enyika zvinombopindira panyaya yezvimwe zvirongwa zvechikafu.
Notinda nomubvunzo iwoyo, ongororo netsvagurudzo inonzi ZIMVAC inotungamirwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Tinoshanda zvakanaka nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Tinoshanda navo kumaruva, tinoshanda navo mumadhorobha. Kana tichinge tanzwa tikasangana isu kana kuti nereport inoti iyo chikafu chingangova chisiri kusvika kwachinosvika, tinoshanda zvakanaka namaauthorities, vangava vana DA, vangava kuti tione kuti tagadzirisa. Saka panenge paita dambudziko, chatakaona ndechekuti tinokasira kugadzirisa kuti vanenge vachifanira kunge vachiwana chikafu vachiwane.
Ko, panguva ino yeCOVID-19 hamusi kuwanikwa muchimanikidzika here, nyanya panga paine malockdown pamabasa amuri kuita?
Takashanda zvakanaka nehurumende yeZimbabwe panguva iyoyi yemalockdown. Boka redu reUnited Nations rakanga riri a critical service. It had been classified as a critical service by the government of Zimbabwe. And we thank the government for such leadership. Nekuti veruzhinji vaida rubatsiro panguva iyo yamalockdown vachinge vasingagoni kuenda kunozvishandira, vasinga vasingagoni kuenda kunotsvaka zvokudya. Saka nokudaro takagona, taikwanisa kufamba, taikwanisa kushanda.
Pamari apa munopa vanhu cash here kana kuti rinenge riri kadhi here munozvifambisa sei? Uyezve vanoda kushanda nemi vanokuona ikupi kune avo vangange vari kunzwa chirongwa ichi kana kuona chirongwa ichi?
Zvinosiyana siyana. Vamwe vanopiwa mari dzavo panharembozha, vamwe vanopiwa iri cash, vamwe vanopiwa chikafu chavo chitori chikafu chatinenge tatenga. Zvichienderana neongororo netsvagurudzo dzataitaita kuti taona kuti kunoshanda nharembozha zvakanaka ndokupi. Kubatsira vanhadzo here nharembozha dzacho? Kana kuti uku kunharembozha hadzisi kushanda zvakanaka, tovabatsira nechikafu. Saka zvakasiyana siyana. Chirongwa chatinoita mushure mekunge tatarisa, taita tsvagurudzo yokuti tibetsere vanhu vatinobetsera vanhu vanoshaya. Saka nekudaro tinotsvaga nzira dzokuti tivabatsire dziri nyore kwako.
Maybe you can say that in English, that how do you award the aid that you give? Is it cash? Is it in food? And also tell us where people can reach you, to those that are listening right now.
Thank you so much. WPC assistance is provided after careful and thorough assessments on need. It is assistance that we provide on a needs-only basis. It is apolitical. We provide assistance to everybody regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of political affiliation. And our assistance is a smart mix of cash, is a smart mix that also includes in-kind assistance. It also includes mobile money assistance. Mm-hmm. And all this is done after analysis of the best and most effective method of providing assistance, because the people that we assist are usually the poorest of the poor.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Piri, thank you very much for having you here today. 1 minute, your last word there.
Thank you so much for having me on Live Talk. It's always nice. Isn't the I will make sure that I would have polished it so I can do both in English, Shona, and Isndebele.
Yeah, much appreciated. Thank you so much, Piri.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. So now, wonderful stuff. So, guys, Ms. Kumalo Baba, Piri Lapa, it's challenging. What was the Alan with PFP? Ways of Uda, Logunyo Cheneo. So, we've been having him for the past 28 minutes. He's going home now. Back into politics, right? Yeah. So today,
didn't mix the two.
Yes. So what we have is, some guys who are in exile. We've got Joshua Tumzakangulube. We've got Mr. Mthulisi Anana, and then we've got Innocent Ndibali of EFF, and Mr. Joseph Chuma. So we'll start with Mr. Mthulisi Anana, who is in South Africa. You know, he fled, from Zimbabwe. So, Mr. Anana, you are still in hiding. Is it now 1 year or less than a year? And how does it feel to be in exile?
Good evening, Mr. Dube. It's almost, it will be turning one in exile in July. Mm-hmm. But the feeling of nostalgia, being homesick, wanting to return, I think we are at a stage where we are not comfortable being out of the country, because we feel we have a role and responsibility to build, to participate in the building of the Zimbabwe that we want. But unfortunately, the concerns that we have are still there. The concern of how safe are we if we are going to express our thoughts and opinions and say what we really feel about the going on in the country. So I think that is the biggest challenge. That as much as we want to return home, we are not too sure that if we were to do so, we would be allowed to express our rights, probably the right of and the freedom of expression. Because the reason why we are where we are is because we expressed ourselves, that we felt that ZANU-PF is not governing well, and we felt ZANU-PF must be held accountable for failure to run the country well. So Zimbabwe is still at the same state, if not worse, than when we left about 8-9 months ago. So if we were to return, we are bound to be saying this, to keep on saying the same things that we were saying. And obviously, if we did that, we'll find ourselves having to flee again. We saw last week, if not 2 weeks ago, the same way the state broke into my house on the 28th of July. They did the same when they broke into Mkondi Simoyo's house. So we feel that the state is still not repentant. The state is still not wanting to have any form of dissent or open democratic space so that people can protest and petition and picket in the event that they're not happy with how things are going. And mind you, this is a constitutional right. It is something that is enshrined in the constitution of our country that if we're not happy, we have a right to picket, we have a right to demonstrate, we have a right to petition, we have the freedom of association and the freedom to express ourselves. So for now in exile, we are more or less prisoners of conscience and prisoners of thought.
Mm-hmm. And also, was that on like a political, what exactly happened? Were you persecuted for what? Are you a member of the opposition or what were you actually standing for?
Personally, I'm an activist. Mm-hmm. If you remember well, there was a touted 31 July protest.
Yes.
Last year. So I think that is what complicated things. But prior to the 31 July protest, I had noticed that government was now saying that people cannot demonstrate, they cannot petition simply because there was COVID-19 regulations. So we discovered that even if people observed the regulations by maybe having 30 people or less, social distance, sanitizing, government will still descend on them heavily. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, how then do we show our displeasure to government if we're not allowed to petition or picket? That's how then I conceptualized the idea of masks that were written, ZANU-PF must go. Okay. I'm actually the brains behind that mask. Mm-hmm. No, not the hashtag. The hashtag was started by Thandekile Moyo on Twitter. Okay. What I just did, I borrowed that hashtag mm-hmm. and put it on masks.
Yes.
That is how then we're distributing masks that were written, ZANU-PF must go. Mm-hmm. And the idea really is not that we wanted ZANU-PF to be forcefully removed from government, because we know the processes of removing government mm-hmm. is by an election. So what we wanted to do there was saying to ZANU-PF, we're not happy with how they are running the country. We wanted them to address the issues that were there. And obviously, by saying ZANU-PF must go, we're saying we need to get rid of ZANU-PF when we get to an election, because mm-hmm. they are failing to govern and to run the state. So that is how then I found myself having people breaking into my house. Mm-hmm. And now government would not want us to say it's government, but we know it's government because there's people that saw them. It was we had ZRP cars there. We had cars belonging to the army. We had people that were armed with guns. And you know that in Zimbabwe, we have strict gun laws, and the law still applies. Very few people can be gun-toting. And to make matters worse, it was during the curfew where people were not allowed to move between 6 and 6. Mm-hmm. So people came into my house at around about 25 to 1 a.m. So you can tell that it's people that went through security checkpoints without being checked or they were allowed to pass, which means they're working together with organs of the state. So that's how then, when these people broke into our house, we knew that we're no longer safe, because we felt that if government or the police felt what we're doing is unconstitutional, we should have been summoned to the police, because they knew where we stayed. They could have brought in summons during the day, or we could have been arrested like normal criminals are arrested. But no, government chose to bring in a state-sponsored thugs escorted by the police and the army. Some of the people that came, we identified them, they are ZANU-PF people. And we shared all this information with the police when my wife went to report, because I had to escape immediately. Yeah, that people broke into our house, but really nothing was done. And unfortunately, when my wife got there, in the presence of Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, mm-hmm. already they had known that something of that nature happened at our house before we even notified them. And prior to us reporting, two police officers had already come to our place of residence to ask whether or not the people that broke into the house managed to kidnap me. So you can tell that we are in the midst of a state that has gone rogue. We're in the midst of a government that has gone rogue, where people have no rights, where we are not allowed to express our dissatisfaction and displeasure against what government does.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Anana. I think Siloba Banjalo Ongulube, uJosphat Msacala, exile kulangaleke lapha khona. So baba Ngulube, siyabongela kuhlelo njalo, sicela usichayele ngesintu nje ngamafutshane. Kusokuphose kufike phose umnyaka kulokuhleza emazweni khona ngapho. Kambe kunjani ukuhlala khona ngapho njalo ucabanga ukuthi ubuyela nini ekhaya?
Ngiyabingelela. Good evening Zimbabwe, good evening Gibbs. Akukho lula Gibbs ukuba away from home. I wasn't ready to leave my home. If you remember, after they broke into Chulisa Nana's house, the following night they were at my house. So I had to hide for some time until they abducted my niece, Nokolo Maphosa, whom you saw on social media, where they abducted her on the 7th and they tortured and sexually abused her, looking for my whereabouts. It's not that I wanted to leave. That's the time when I left the country, when I saw that these guys were very serious about these kidnappings and so forth. So you see, Uti, I really want to go back home. But if you now see, there's a time when I wrote on Facebook and said I'm attending the royal hours that were happening in Bulawayo. I think you all saw what police did to the event, where they prematurely stopped the event on the day when I said I'm attending that particular thing. So I received calls from anonymous people, even from other guys who are in police on Facebook, asking me that I was really attending. So it shows that the situation is still tense back home there. And as it is evidenced by the recent attack of Nkondisi Moyo, I really wish to go back home. Even I've got Nokolo here in South Africa. She wants to go back home, but with what happened, we have been on SABC, we have told our story to the world, and the government was not happy about it. That's when you saw Uchi, they ended up following us even in Santin, where we had to run away from the car that was following us until we asked for refugee at a Hanichu police station in September. So you see that these guys are very serious. They're not willing to listen to people, so that maybe we might have we might have even a GNU, because as you see right now, the gentleman who was talking about the food aid, where people in town, the least people to be expected to be stricken by poverty in town, are the now most affected people as compared to the rural, which is the opposite of what used to happen in developing countries. So honestly, we want to back home, but the government is not yet ready. The guy, they are now like mafias, this government. They no longer want to negotiate. They no longer want any competition amongst opposition. Anyone who rise up, stand against them, the only thing they resort to is to kill or to silence that person. So we just pray that one day, maybe these guys might repent or might see the way forward for Zimbabweans, which maybe might have a change. Then we'll go back home. But with the current government, it's very difficult for us to say we'll
be happy. Thank you very much, Mr. Mzata. Let's go to Mr. Chuma. We've got Mr. Chuma here.
Okay, maybe before you go to Mr. Chuma, let me just translate what the gentleman is saying so that we can ask Mr. Chuma to respond in Shona. Apo tangatiri kunzwa vanyarikani vedu, Mr. Hanana na Mr. Ngulube vari ku South Africa. Vari kuti ivo vari muhutapwa parizvino sezvo vari kutyira upenyu hwavo munyika yeZimbabwe. Vanoti ivo vakatiza. Vari kuti 8 months vauda kutosvitsa nguva yakati rebei vari muSouth Africa, saka vari kuti ivo zvinhu hasati zvachinja munyika kuitira kuti ivo vawanikwe vachidzokera, asi mwoyo wavo uri kuda kudzokera kuZimbabwe pari zvino. Asi vari kuti hanzi pamusoro pekutiza kwavakaita, vari kuona kunge pari zvino upenyu hwavo huri patambo, saka havasati vakwanisa kunge vari kudzokera kuZimbabwe. Saka tichange tiri kubvunza vachuma vari pano kuti manzwa vachuma zvanga zviri kutaurwa nevanyarikani vedu, vachiti ivo batu renyu reZANU PF ndo rakawanikwa iro, kana kuti tingati hurumende nemapurisa vachivatyisidzira zvakazoita kuti vawanikwe vachienda kuSouth Africa. Munoona seizvi?
Ndinotenda zvikuru my sister Marvelous. Good evening and good evening to mkoma wangu Gates and my fellow panelists Mzaka na Hanana and Zimbabwe at large. And yeah, it would tell some of the Amazangi in a series as Kuru. And Akuna Munu, another Kuna Munu, Aka Shunguru Zika, Atotizaki, Akuda abduct or kidnap on one. Not that I see Tower is a little bit. Even if so, she could but raise and pay. I think of me, Bagaro, Zitik. Negotiero, remember, right now. In that to Hama, the Rukuma opposing parties, SEO, Achuku Tower, it MDC, it MRP, and Mamma Pokachai. Saga, Anina Faribona, Amayangu, it is Shunguru Janem to what you could say. Asi, ili ipapo, zinogara ofu ni mtitaura kuti, wanu wano pikisa urumende wanu wakawanda chaifu, tinozora hivi ni pama numbers, ema election. So it shows kuti, zanipefu, isabude ni munu, ese, such, kune wami wano ipikisa. Asi kune wami wano ipikisa, mechi ipikisa ni muto une hulu mkati. Kuzo hita wami, wanuda kipikisa, mechi para mosu. Kana wapara mosu ya zonzo, Wozo, that would be Usazuita Basarao. Can I tell you what Tanga with a Basarao? Was Tanga Sema of Futuki Ezo, Mazozona, Takun, Rai, Takun, Rai. As he even was the writer, Vato Paramos. Saka Papane, but a difference in Fanga Ripo, a Paku Pikisa or Mende Ripo, Negurin does not do Terror President Remunom Zimbabwe. Bakato after election in 2018, Gadito created a position of Parliament. Leader of the opposition official. Bagato ito all faculty a day what Samisa Vaida, Daiwakawa Wakatura Sikarichoso. Ne kuti, Rumene inotoda, one pickisa one of his mamu. Ne kuti Papana Urumende in a monopoly yema ideas, sister Magnus. It's not gonna get forgot to who gona as it ukotiraso. Saga no battle a child of Shikuru, Kanakune Manuma voice and not ma farman and dress here. As it can sitar. That is Vitei, Titi, Guaraga, Ripo, Temo, Uripo, and Nick, the Tipabab, and the people who are not going to say Kusumuru Tziwa. So I've always said that as long as things are done constitutionally, there will be no way people will be victimized. For example, let's take the example you have got recently about MRP. Chawanga with Chita, Karakudi, Chinanga Changawa, Chawanga, Wana, Chitanga Chitanga Sakanaka, Chokuti Kunemurungu, as Davis, Akagara, Zakanaka, Nivanu Kurukun, around Yake Kokundawa, Zun. Those were moon, I would have this. I see Abomun, I would have this Akudaru, Davis, I don't remember the paper, Eko Coach, I don't know, and the Anna found Gary Papa Papras. Saka could send a call on the Kuraji, a call get me. Papa, as long as that's not what I say, which Koram team. Asipakuzo, we are a central police station right in the middle of town. What's it gonna piece of my tire? What's it gonna go Roma Prisa Nezudina? If I never go out, it's just later. Say, so this is where people must separate issues. Because yes, there might be legitimate causes and calls for people to have dissenting voices. But let's do them within the context of the laws, because as much as you have a right to demonstrate and everything, you must remember that the other person also have rights as well. My brother, Kanamaku, I have my rights here. Kanamaku, please, my road, you see, block traffic. My drivers, I have my rights here. So this is where we really need to balance these things as we talk and discuss about these things. Let's be sane about it. There is no way that Zanupe would want people to be abducted and kidnapped and Woshunguruza. Because right now, to go down with the 1.5 million votes, where are we going to get those votes if we are going to be harassing people? But Kuneame one, so we do not funga with Bami, it's a one for sure, but Bama payrolls, Emma embassies, Ami, Azuku, Zabana, but Waru Burisamari, could they do it on papers? Because one of the Zodi, Ukangosunga, in Dagato, Zoman, Ukangosunga, Kukopinda. Which talks at $100. And $100 is a lot of money. So you see, if I would know about no Gumsau Sasaki, what is what and which is which.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. We're coming to you shortly. Let's go to Mr. Innocent Dibali, of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Good afternoon.
So tell us, what's your take on all this? Because your party is not prone to being to having members being arrested and all these kind of things. So what's your take on this and what's the way forward?
Gibbs, we've always been very clear that our belief is that Zimbabwe is a country that is operating within a framework where you've got a president, where you've got a head of state, where you've got a government, where you've got coercive authorities such as the police, the army, the CIOs, and so on. We have made it very clear that abductions, violence, or intimidation or attacks of various civilians day and night is uncalled for. We've asked the government, because we believe Zimbabwe has a government that must investigate and come to the bottom of what exactly is happening. But we will not certainly say with definity that look, we know that what is happening in terms of those people who are targeting individuals are members of the government or are members of the police, because we have no such evidence as EFF Zimbabwe. But certainly it is a concern that we have our fellow citizens outside the country hiding because of intimidation that they have come across. But we must separate these issues, that the issue that is faced Comrade Anana and the issue that is faced Comrade Mkondisi and Comrade Mzaka are different issues. The issues that faced me in around 2016-2017 are different. So we must learn to differentiate between issues. Let's not bunch everything in one and say that this is a same kind of, you know, because look at what has happened to my brother, Mkondisi. I think we have, all of us, seen some of the issues that they are raising, which they are very much in belief. They believe and they've got conviction, and it is their right to do so. But we differ in the way we approach things. Some of us, we believe that Zimbabwe is one, Zimbabwe has got one flag, Zimbabwe is one country. They believe otherwise. Comrade Mzaka believe in one Zimbabwe with one flag. Comrade Anana probably believe the same. So we've got these different kind of approaches that we have. So we cannot say when something happens to Mkondisi or to me or to anyone else, then we say it's one thing. But we want to make it very clear to our government that it is your responsibility as a government that was put in power to govern, not to govern for ZANU-PF, but to govern for me, EFF, to govern for people in MDC, and to govern for every Zimbabwe. So it is your duty to protect those citizens. It is your duty to protect us as citizens. So therefore, we ask the government to investigate and look into these things, because we know that within the community, within society, there are some overzealous supporters. There are some criminals among us who will take advantage of issues and take issues unto their own hands and start intimidating other people. So my last issue is that, look, we condemn, and I sympathize with all the comrades, and I respect these comrades, because I do not believe that they've committed any crimes. I'm not aware. This is why I was asking earlier on to say, what crime has Mkondisi committed? What crime has Anana committed? What crime has Mzaka committed? So that we can then ask the police and say, look, the crime that you say Mkondisi committed is not a crime, but unfortunately Mkondisi is unable to avail himself because of the fear. So it is the government that must ensure that Mkondisi does not fear to go to the police and say, here I am, charge me, tell me what exactly wrong that I've done. But because of the fear that has been snowballing out of control, this is where we are. But certainly we believe that Zimbabwe has got a government and it's got a president, and that president, we believe, should be engaged, but in a respectful way. Without ukuthethisa inhlamba kunyomba, let's respect our state and let us promote this oneness in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Marvelous, maybe let's go to Mr. Anana. The way forward, maybe, you know, because there should be something that could be done, you know, to this kind of a problem. Marvelous, chip in there.
Regeti apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vanyarikani vedu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa zvechokwadi zvakakosha kuti hurumende pari zvino ipe mukana kune vanhu vakadai se vari panapa vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kutya kudzokera kumusha kuti vavo vasatye kudzokera kumusha kuti vakwanisewo kuzvimirira mudare kuti kana vabatwa nemhosva vaoende vorizvimirira vega vachitaura kuti izviro zvakaitika asi pari zvino hazisiri izvo zviri kuitika. So, Mr. Anana, so what's the way forward for you now? Not saying you're afraid to go back to Zimbabwe.
Marvelous, I think when we are to look at issues in Zimbabwe, there are two things that generally must have happened in Zimbabwe from the past that don't happen.
Yes.
Number one, it is the issue of being frank about things that are happening on the ground, not to defend them, not to lie about them, not to hide behind a finger. For example, it is well known, it is on record, that we had a genocide in Zimbabwe from 1981, 82 to about 86, 87. But up to today, we have people that call a genocide a disturbance. They don't want to acknowledge that they killed a lot of people, whether it's 20,000 or 3,000 or 5,000, but with people that were killed for their political views. Up to today, they will not want to say Kukuraund was a genocide. They will call it a disturbance. So to expect people that deny the death of over 1,000 or 3,000 or 20,000 people to now feel the pressure to negotiate with anyone because Hanana is in hiding or Mzatsa is in hiding or someone was kidnapped or something like that. It's expecting too much from a government. But what we should have had happening is we should have come and acknowledging that certain things happened and they are wrong. If you look at the culture of ZANU-PF, there's always been the culture of violence. It is a culture of getting support by violent means. That is why I always remind my brother, George Chuma, that the reason why his parents or himself is in a ZANU-PF when they were former ZAPU members is because somebody had to be killed. Somebody had to die for them to be in ZANU. And when you look at 2012, at the formation of MTC, we had a lot of people that died because of political violence when ZANU-PF wanted to win elections. Come to 2008, when Mugabe contested on his own after Tsvangirai withdrew from the race. It is because people were being killed. People were dying. These are facts that are on the ground, that when ZANU-PF is desperate or ZANU-PF wants to consolidate its power, it kills, it becomes a monster, it mauls citizens. So we need to make sure that we are frank about these things. And we expect the head of state, Comrade Mnangagwa, if he is a genuine leader, he should have come out to apologize even and take responsibility for the sins of the first government as a republic, as a head of state of the republic, to say, no, we acknowledge that these things happened and we are sorry. Even if we were to blame everything on the previous administration, it is fine. So in my case as well, I want and expect a scenario where government is able to say, no, these things are happening and they are not right. Not to condemn these things and say they are not happening. At the same time, you continue killing people. We do not have confidence as citizens and assurance that we are safe. So I feel the first thing that must happen is that we must have a frank discussion. Number two, there should not be amnesia, fake amnesia. People forgetting things that they know are happening. People proving, people trying to be ignorant about things that are happening in front of them simply because they are defending a political cause. It is unfair, it is not right, it is not conducive for anyone to engage. If we are to engage, let's engage honestly, sincerely, and truthfully.
Thank you so much, Mr. Joseph Chuman. Can you chip in there very briefly? Because we are coming to the end of the program. Go ahead, Mr. Chuman, then we go to Mzaka. Just briefly, sir.
Thank you very much. I hear what my brother is really across here. And like I said, there is no sane person, sane party that would want to victimize people and get people, abducted, and yet they want those same people to actually join them and be their members and vote for them as well. So what this boils down to is that we need to have, like any other case, like even a criminal case, it can only be prosecuted because there is a definite evidence that can then make it be worth prosecuting. So even these issues of abductions and stuff like that, yes, they might always want to say the state and the Zambia and whatever. But what does it mean that we need proper concrete evidence? We've got the smartphones now all over. Let's have these things coming out so that we know who exactly is doing this. Because, for example, our government is made up of civil servants who don't necessarily belong to ZANU-PF. I can give you an example. For example, the diabetes constituency in Harare East. His major part of votes came from that is in Chikurubi and stuff like that. So here we are, police and their families that voted for MDC, not ZANU-PF. But then when they come out there and start doing all these shenanigans, they attempt ZANU-PF. And yet we know key and well, we've got evidence to say that some of them are not members of ZANU-PF. Yes, some are members of ZANU-PF, but some belong to other parties. And so are civil servants. Here in Bulawayo, Harare, and most of the town, most of the people that stay here are civil servants that work for government, but yet they do not vote for ZANU-PF. So it is clear, therefore, that our state, our civil service is not entirely a ZANU-PF kind of domain. It's an independent place where people vote whichever party they want. So, therefore, wrong for anybody to assume that these people are ZANU-PF and therefore ZANU-PF is causing all these abductions, the tortures, and stuff like that. Some people actually probably do it knowing very well that anyway, the blame is going to go to ZANU-PF. So they do it on purpose. That is why I've always said that let us come to a point where we actually say that everyone must carry their cross. Be it whether a policeman, if you do something like that, you must be prosecuted and carry your own cross as an individual, but not as a force. Because there are people, I can tell you now, who will go out of their way to demonize the government, demonize ZANU-PF. I know of some of even my relatives who have gone and sought asylum in UK, in America, and actually told the story that they are being sought out here in Zimbabwe. They are being persecuted. They wanted to be killed and they escape and they sleep in the bushes and stuff like that. Yet none of these things ever happened at all. But they just wanted to get their papers sorted out wherever they went.
Thank you, yes.
This then must tell you a story that it is definitely not fair and it is wrong to always want to heap everything on them or the state.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma.
You have got concrete evidence that can prove otherwise.
Thank you so much. Babu Mzaka. Now, 30 seconds. Well, I guess 30 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll just, if we had enough time, I was going to show you, even on video, the police papers. Like on my incident, when the police, when the Ferret team broke into my house on the 29th of July 2020. The case was reported at Luveve Police with the aid of my lawyer, Ngobani Sithole of Spanda and Partners. Then when this case, we asked for, you know, in Zimbabwe, a case that involves the usage of gun is referred to a homicide department. The homicide department refused to take the case because they said it's ferret. They can't investigate the ferret. Ferret is about it.
Sorry, Mr. Mzaka. There's no extra time. Thank you so much. We have come to the end of the show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tom Perry of the World Food Program, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Joshua Temzakutangulube, who is in exile, and Mr. Mthulisi Ganana of the Tumiso Tavengo Foundation, who is also in exile. We also wish to thank Mr. Innocent Livali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kipchoge saying good night, Zimbabwe.